we are going to be in Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in this world. And I want to read that again, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Let us pray. Father, as I come, Lord, again this evening, Lord, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I want to praise you, Lord, for the opportunity I have to stand before this congregation. I ask you, Lord, now, the Father, that you would just go out, Lord, amongst us, Lord. I pray, Father, we take this message and use it for your glory, for your honor, for the upbuilding of your kingdom, Lord. And we want to give you the praise for it all. And amen. Amen. Well, I call this as a spiritual tune-up, so I want to kind of name this sermon this evening. I recently had some work done on my car. Sean had done some work on my car. And when I went down through it, I had brake works done. I had some work done on my lights in my vehicle that were messed up. Sean can tell you all the stuff if you want to ask me what was wrong with it. I like to say what was going on. There's a check engine light on the thing. And, oh yeah, tint glass. She wants me to get rid of it about 6 years ago. Oh, yeah. That don't count. I also had the oil and oil filter change. Sean didn't do that, but I had that done a little bit earlier and stuff. And, you know, that got me to thinking. It got me to thinking about how that we will take care of our automobiles. You know, we tune them up. We make sure, and I had to have it done to get it inspected and to get the thing inspected because, to be quite honest with you, and I'll get into it here in a little bit some more of it, you know, but to get, we do our vehicle to try to get them properly running, right? You know what? The last thing, we definitely don't want our families setting out along the road if something happens to our vehicles. We just don't want that. You know what? You don't want. We should also take time to examine also our lives and do a spiritual tune-up on our lives also. And you know what? It's necessary. We don't want to be stranded if Jesus comes back to get his church, do we not? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left. I want to hear him say, "Welcome in, thou good and faithful servant," don't you? Not depart from me, I never knew you. But anyway, I want us to, we need a spiritual tune-up once in a while. And you know what? I kind of started comparing what Sean had did to my car and comparing it to a spiritual tune-up. And you know what? I thought about this and got doing this about 3:30 this afternoon. So I wrote all this stuff down, but I typed it out. But I want you to listen to me on this as I go down through it. My lights were not working properly on my car. The turn signal, I think it was a headlight. That's what you told me, one of the bulbs was burnt out. I know the turn signal wasn't working right on the thing. But anyway, if the lights in your car or my car are not working properly, you know what? It can make it hard for us to see at dark, and also it can make it hard for other people to see us. Amen? It can do that. Also, I think we need a spiritual tune-up, and our lights should be shining. Amen? I believe we should be that. It says in Matthew 5:14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Folks, this week you and I may be the only lights that anybody will ever see. I told you a story earlier about those guys at work. I pray, and I want you to pray for me, and I'll pray for you, that whenever we're on our jobs, whenever we're out here amongst the world, that brothers and sisters, that we can let our light so shine before men that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt where we stand and who we stand for. Amen? I say, we could be the only light that this lost and dying world sees. We could be that. Make sure our lights are burning brightly. Make sure that they're burning properly. I'll tell you, I noticed that whenever I was going up the road in the car before the lights were fixed, matter of fact, I had to put a high beam light in it here a while back, and I noticed that it wasn't working properly when I was going to work. And you know as well as I do, in deer country, that's a dangerous thing. You need to be able to see out there. Well, you know what? For us not to show our lights out there and let them shine before a lost and dying world, that is a dangerous thing also. Can you agree with me on that? I have lost in my family. You have lost in your family. We come in contact with somebody almost every day that needs to know that Jesus Christ loves them. We do, whether it's at work or whatever, we come in contact with them. And our light should shine before them to let them know, hey, listen, there is something better. There's something better than what this old world has to offer. And brothers and sisters, we can let our light shine. And that's the way that we can do it. I'll tell you something else. We need to make sure that that our engines are tuned up and in time, right? If our car engines are not tuned up and not in time, those things are going to sputter. They're going to spit. They're going to shut down on you. They're not going to get good gas mileage and all that stuff that happens whenever they're not tuned up. When an engine is not tuned up, you know what? When it's tuned up and running good, it runs good. You know what? It gets better gas mileage and all that. I know that. That's what happens whenever you tune an engine up. Folks, in a spiritual sense, we need to keep our spiritual engines tuned up. We need to keep them in time with what God's will is. We need to do that. There's just no way we can get around it. When we take time to meditate on God's Word, we are blessed. We can stay in tune with Him. We can stay in time with Him. Psalms, and this verse is the scripture right here are very special to me. And Tink can probably tell you why. Psalms, the first chapter, the first and the second verse. The first sermon I ever preached was on these verses right here. And that was way back when, 1980, whatever, 86, 84, 85, somewhere in there. But anyway, I said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. It goes, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate on day and night. If you want to stay tuned up with God, if you want to stay in time with what God has you wants you to stay in time with, you know what? His Word is the best thing that we can do. Amen? When our lives are in tune with God, God makes even our enemies to be at peace with us. Do you understand that? It says it over in Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Praise God. You know what? Whenever our eyes are in tune with what God wants, whenever we are in and our timing's right with what God wants, I'll tell you what, we can witness to people and they'll listen. We can go out here in this world and praise God. You know, we can do all manner of things for Him whenever we're running spiritually on time. Right? Amen. We can do that. You know what? So whenever He does that to us, you know what? It makes our lives just purr like a little kitten. Have you ever petted a kitten and that thing will just lay there and purr, a cat? And it will. You know what? Whenever we're in tune with God, that's the way He does with it. Amen. Another thing I was thinking about, make sure the brakes are working properly. Sean can tell you this. The brakes on that little car of mine were terrible. That's an understatement. Am I right? They were terrible. We replaced all the calipers, all the rotors. He even replaced the front brackets on it that hold the calipers. We're talking some major brake work, and that doesn't include what he did on the back and what I'd done on one side on the back last year. One of the back, I know I'm getting this, but one of the back calipers on the back, the push rod on the thing was rusted in two. That's how bad these brakes were. That's how bad they were. And you know what? I just thank God that, you know what, He gave me safe passage to and fro. Well, folks, I want to tell you something. Whenever our brakes are not right on a vehicle, that's dangerous, is it not? We need good brakes. And you know what, folks? I tell you what, there's some people that need to put some spiritual brakes on also. And you know what I'm talking about? They need to put some spiritual brakes on their tongues. Amen? Well, especially on this old tongue. James 1:26. You know the scripture. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Oh, how we need to guard the words that come out of our mouth sometimes. We need to make sure that we put the spiritual brakes on them once in a while. Amen? We need to do that. The words that you say today are going to, you'll never be able to get back again. Have you ever felt that? I tell you what, there's been words I wish I could take back, but you know what? I never could get them back. They're out there. People have grabbed them. They've heard what I've said to them. And you know what? It's hurt them. And it hurts me to this day. And I told you about the story about the time that I went up there to that little Subway shop there in Southside in Parkersburg and did what I did up there. Today, this still hurts me. It still hurts me. I'll tell you what, words go out there and you cannot get them back sometimes. And I want to tell you something. We need to watch and put the brakes on our tongue. My little car needs aligned also. And you know what? It needs aligned. It needs to stay aligned. The steering mechanism on that little car, the front tires on it need replaced because it's out of line now. It is. I need to get that done, get them replaced. You know, Matthew 7:13 tells us about our spiritual steering mechanism also. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. Everyone of us, no matter how young or how old we are going to be forced to make choices down through this week or down through whatever time. And I want to tell you something. We need to make sure that whenever we make these choices, that they are for what the God wants us to make them for, and that we keep in the straight and narrow whenever we do it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us how to make these. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I want to tell you something. If a car is out of line, you know as well as I do, that thing's going to pull to one side. It's going to, you know what, the tires aren't going to be aligned. And you know what, whenever we get spiritually misaligned also, sometimes we start pulling to one side or the other, do we not? We don't stay in the straight and narrow like we should. But I'm telling you here tonight, we need to pray, we need to keep in it. I'll tell you something else too. We need to make sure that the antifreeze in our cars is good. Why? Well, in our cars, it keeps our cars from overheating in the summer. It keeps our cars from freezing up in the wintertime. That's what antifreeze does. But folks, you know what? We also need to have some spiritual antifreeze in our lives also. Why? Because folks, you know, the chilling words of doubt that some people will put in our minds sometimes, the devil tries to put in there sometimes. You know what? The hurting words that come from people sometimes. We need to have that in there. Because you know why? Because if we don't, we can get ourselves off track again. We can, things can start happening. We can start overheating and start saying stuff we shouldn't say. Or we can cool down and stop coming to church the way that we should. But you know what I'm saying? We need to have that spiritual antifreeze in there. It tells me over in Ephesians 6, 11 and 13, it tells you to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I want to tell you something this evening. We put on that spiritual antifreeze right there. We're able to stand with what the devil comes against us with, are we not? I believe we can. I believe that I've used that more than once to stand up whenever he was coming against me. And I'll tell you, I put it out there for you this evening also. And folks, I want to tell you something else also. Make sure that your horn's working all right. And I'll tell you this again, because especially in deer country. You know, I tell this story about that little car of mine. I live on Medina Road, probably, as all of you well know, that place is loaded with deer. And I drive to work. I drive to work 4 days a week, and I have to leave the house usually between 5 and 5:30 to get to work. So it's always dark when I'm going up past Greg and going up that way. There's always deer. Always deer on both sides of the road all the way up through there. And the reason I'm telling you this, I've never run into a deer, thank God for that, on Medina Road. Never ran into a deer going up the interstate yet. Praise God for that so far. Got into Parkersburg, got by the 5th Street Bridge, and a deer hit me. Run right into the side of the car. A big buck. And I'm thinking to myself, if that ain't our irony. You know that? Here I am watching myself. I never in my wildest dreams ever dreamed that a deer would come beside the 5th Street Bridge and hit the side of my car. But that's what happened. But you know what? Make sure that your horn's working. Because I go up through sometimes, I blow the horn, and the deer will usually go the other way. That's what they'll do. Folks, in a spiritual sense, we need to blow our horns. Amen? Why? Because you know what? We need to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. People need to know that horn's there to warn, and that horn's there to make people know that you're there. And praise God, when you have a car, so then why can't we not tell and blow our horns for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I like what it says over in Psalms 48, 13 and 14. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palace, that ye may tell it to the generations following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Can we not tell that? You know what? For this God is our God forever and ever. Shout it from the housetop. Let the world know that the God we serve is the one true God. That the Jesus that we serve is His only begotten Son. And that whenever we accept Him, the Holy Spirit of God comes into our hearts. And praise God, we can do that. Just like we sound the horn on a car, we can sound that horn of salvation to people. And praise God, we can do that. I know it's a simple little message this evening. And, you know, I want to finish this up with this. You know what? Are you spiritually tuned up tonight? Are you where you should be with Jesus Christ this evening? I know it seems like I'm on you all the time about that, to be right, to be right. Listen to me. I want you to be right for God, not for me.
Amen.
I hope you understand that. Whenever I preach this, it's not because, and I do, I want to see everybody, right? Don't get me wrong about that. But you know what? When it gets right down to what I told you this morning, you're not going to stand before Dave Long. Was the day that you'll not stand before him. You'll stand before a just and a righteous God. And whether or not you're living for him right or wrong, he will be the judge of that. He'll know. And you know what? You're not going to be able to come and say, well, you know what? Dave Long's a pretty good guy. I was at his church and I was a preacher. He's going to say, yeah, but what did you do with me? Did you accept me? Did you blow the horn for me? That's what he's going to ask. As they come and get a song this evening, I'm done.